Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. I have two announcements today. Firstly, Deputy President David Mabuza officially inaugurated the Meerkat Radio Telescope up near Carnarvon. After a decade in design and construction, this fantastic project of South Africa's Department of Science and Technology has now begun science operations. At the launch event, a panorama obtained with the new telescope was unveiled that reveals extraordinary detail in the region surrounding the supermassive black hole at the centre of our Milky Way galaxy. This is one of several new views of the universe already observed by the telescope. Meerkat is a South African project, a precursor to the larger International Square Kilometre Array, and it's managed by the South African Radio Astronomy Observatory, where most of the specialised hardware and associated software was designed and built in cooperation with industrial partners, mainly from South Africa. Meerkat consists of 64 antennas or dishes, each 13.5 metres in diameter, located on baselines, that's distances between antenna pairs, of up to 8 kilometres. The dishes are of a highly efficient design with up to 4 cryogenic receiver systems operating in different bands of the radio spectrum. The vast amounts of data from the 64 dishes, that's up to 270 gigabytes per second, are processed in real time by a thing called a correlator, followed by a science processor, and both of these are purpose-built. The extraordinary images already captured by this most sensitive radio astronomy observatory will be described in future broadcasts of this programme by the astronomers responsible. But for now, we should celebrate the immense engineering and scientific achievement, which is entirely South African and is a great demonstrator of what this country is capable of. To put it in context, this is the Engineering and Science World Cup, and we have now brought the winning trophy home. So more on this in the weeks to come. Okay, so the second announcement is about the Rosetta mission, which you may remember. It ended spectacularly in September 2016. This was a European Space Agency comet probe launched in March 2004, whose aim was to perform a detailed study of comet 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko. It took 10 years to reach this weird dumbbell or potato-shaped comet, and in 2014 it performed a series of manoeuvres to orbit the comet closely at a distance of around 30 metres. This in itself was a phenomenal feat. In November 2016 its lander module performed the first successful landing on a comet, though its battery power ran out a couple of days later. Although only 40 metres away from its target landing spot, somehow its solar panels were shaded from the sun's rays and it died. Well, that's not quite the end of the story. In late June this year, the archive of images has become publicly available, and they are quite amazing, from pictures of the strange rocky world of the comet's surface to one, which is my favourite, taken above a plume of dust and ice streaming out of the interior of the comet. The plume was seen by the European Space Agency's Rosetta spacecraft on the 3rd of July 2016, just a few months before the end of the mission, and as Comet 67P was heading away from the Sun at a distance of almost 500 million kilometres. The archive, which you can browse at leisure, contains over 100,000 images, as well as other data about the mission taken from 11 onboard instruments. The spacecraft's trajectory around the comet changed progressively during the two final months of the mission, bringing it closer and closer at its nearest point along elliptical orbits. And this allowed some spectacular images to be obtained from just within a couple of kilometres of the surface, highlighting the contrasts in exquisite detail between the smooth and dusty terrain and more consolidated, fractured comet material. So there you have it, two amazing projects, Meerkat, now inaugurated and already producing groundbreaking science, and the Rosetta mission, which actually did break ground on the comet so far away, hurtling through the vastness of space. So find out more about astronomy this Saturday when Dr. Jessimil Thomas will talk about gamma ray bursts and its afterglows at the open night at the observatory. And that's at 8 o'clock this Saturday at the observatory. And don't forget to put in your diary the lunar eclipse of the 27th of July. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies at least for the 27th, when we'll be able to see this fine lunar eclipse.